Hey guys, welcome to the Men's Room. I'm your host, Mark Sparks. Now today I have someone who's been in the game for 15 years, David from David X Dating. David, pleasure to have you in the Men's Room, man.
Thank you.
So give me, let's just open this up. Why don't you give me a little biography?
Well, I was brought into this by fellows that I didn't believe it existed. I didn't believe that they were having a tough time meeting women and picking up women. And I was doing a lot of counseling through a friend of mine to a lot of these guys who had these, you know, systems on the internet and in the back of magazines and stuff like that. And I was counseling most of the guys in the community I've talked to or counseled. And people started calling me for my advice in my system.
Okay.
So I put together a very basic, easy system that anybody could follow. I made it very easy, and the results have been incredible. So the system is basically, don't go out overexcited. Go out sensible. Don't go out hungry. Don't go out honest. It's a very basic system. The first criteria I have is if they call me up, I don't even want to talk to them until they can prove to me they know exactly what they want. Because if you don't know what you want, you can look for help all your life, you're never going to get it. They don't know me. I'm not their friend. I'm not their uncle. I'm not their father. I'm not their grandfather. I'm just a guy on the phone, or a guy they come to my office and we sit down and we talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just another guy. So I don't want to hear stories that aren't true. You're not impressing me. Not going to do anything for me. I don't even want to listen. So tell me what your problem is. Level with me, and we'll work on it. And when they come to see me, I do what I do best. I talk. I can't mind read. I'm going on what I would want. I counsel women the same as men. It's not that I'm telling them what to do. I'm telling them what not to do. That in itself, and if you concentrate on that, you have to let your personality come through. Most guys, it's not a problem when they realize. They do it in their work. They do it in business. They do it every day when they're students, they study hard. The businessmen, they do that right. When it comes to meeting somebody, everything they know, they've forgotten. It's not like they can't do it. It's a fear that comes in. And you have to find and search where that fear is coming from. I don't fish it out of a guy with a fishing rod sitting there going like this. Once we identify it, I spear it out of him. So he wakes up.
So give me an example of something that you've recently dealt with.
I had a young fellow who was around 23 years old.
Okay.
He met a woman that he really liked. And he went after her, and he was getting real bad rejection vibes from her. And I said, tell me what's going on. And then he called her up, and I said, you tell me the first word she says to you when you call her up. Calls me back, he says, the first word she said when I asked her, how are you? She said, how can I be? I'm getting a divorce. So I said to him, you see, why do you want to go further? This person, the first thing they came up with when they said is they're getting a divorce. They've got a problem right now. To overcome your problem, you've got to overcome their problem. Look at somebody else. Walk away. The first thing that comes to my mind is she's going to punish him for what her husband's doing to her, because human nature works that way. We want to take it out on somebody else. So how am I going to help you get through when what you're dealing with, you shouldn't be dealing with?
So that's not his fear, that's her issue.
It starts from himself, because he's already feeling he's bad. He's doing something wrong. It must be him. It must be him, not her. You know, he's starting that way.
Okay.
Not looking at the situation really. He's looking, what did I do wrong?
Okay.
And it's not like it happens once in a while. Most of the guys that call me up always feel that they said something wrong. That's why they were rejected. That they did something wrong.
So most of the time you're saying it's not that I'm doing something wrong as a guy, but it's...
When you meet somebody who's not very nice, you have a choice. You don't have to talk to them. But if they have nice legs and a nice smile, all of a sudden, you know, I better just keep chasing after her, even though she's not nice. You have to deal with why you're having that problem. It's a pattern, you know. It's like if you're driving down the street with your car and there's something ticking, mm-hmm. you try to open all the windows, try to see where it's ticking from. You know that if you don't take care of it, it's not going to be ticking, it's going to be big problems.
Right.
So you try to fix it right away.
Or I bring it into a mechanic and have him work on it.
That's right.
Right.
So I'm a mechanic. I'll find it ticking where it's ticking. You have to pay attention to a woman. It's like your car. If I gave you a Ferrari, you think you're just going to have a soda, let it fall on the floor and spill? Or are you going to take care of it? Or if the door doesn't close properly, you're going to have it fixed. You're going to polish it. You're going to love it. Mm-hmm. You're going to want it to be there the next day.
That makes sense.
Don't go sticking your dick in a tailpipe now.
No bananas in the tailpipe. 15 years, that's a long time. What's your theory on women and approaching them? Because everyone has their own method.
I don't have a method. I keep telling you, you're also guys who believe there's a magic formula, a method, you know, like an elixir, magic words. There's nothing magic. It's two people. They get together. Mm. You want to be open and honest as much as you can because you're going out to buy that Ferrari. Or maybe you just want it for a test drive. But you still want to know a hell of a lot about it. You want to know where all the controls are. You want to take care of it. You're going to respect it. But you'll do that to a car, but you won't do that with a woman. Why? I look at every woman like a Ferrari. Like I'm going to respect it. And I'm going to take care of it. That's my attitude. I have a motto. When I was going out, my motto to all the women was, I'd like to spend some quality time with you and be able to put a smile on your face.
Like, were you always like this? Because, I know for myself, I wasn't always a super confident guy. I wasn't always, you know what I mean?
Super confident. You know what? Let me ask you something. I have to interrupt you. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
You don't have to be confident, but I'm saying to you like this. You see a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. You see that woman, something that does inside of you, it says, ooh, I like that. And you go over and you say, something about you attracted me.
Well, that takes a certain level of confidence in and of itself.
But why should it?
Well, it has to. I mean, for you to talk to anybody who's strange, or anyone who's not, because
I'm strange.
Touche. But for you to talk to as an individual, if I talk to anybody who's outside of my circle, if I don't know you and I have no reason to talk to you, you got to get to that point first. You know what I mean?
You see, I was a shy guy. You might not believe that.
Nah, well,
I was just like everybody else, shy. But you see, the one thing I had maybe that the other guys don't have is what I wanted. Mm-hmm. Pushed away my shyness. I would be shy. I would be hard to do. I'd say to myself, go do it. And I would just go do it. It's like they say, get over it. You know, when you were a little kid, excuse me, when you were a little kid, if I'd give you a little slap like that, you'd start crying. What happened? You got over it. It's the same thing. When you were shy and you'd run behind your mother.
Right.
Do you do that?
But there's still lots of guys who still do. That's, you know what I mean? Like, there's still guys who, you know, if I give a little slap, they're going to cry about
it. That's why I'm making money on this. Are you kidding? There's thousands.
Right.
But every guy is not hopeless, and every guy can be helped. That's what I'm saying. There's not one guy who's any different than me. To be natural and talk to people, the worst comes off, they say, I spoke to an interesting guy. I don't wish anybody any harm. I'm just there to have a good time. Good time is communication. Women love to communicate. I know that because they've told me that. And when I communicate, they pay attention because somebody's paying attention to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the formula.
So what makes you a good communicator?
I'll tell you. Same thing that makes me whatever else I do really well.
Okay.
I'm honest to a fault. I say what I think. So there's my communication. It's not a big secret. I don't have to think one thing and then think of something else. Maybe I'm not a smart guy. So I don't have to think of a lie because that's what they want to hear. So I tell them what I'm thinking. And I only have to think about one thing. I have to think about what I'm thinking about and what I'm going to say I'm thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So these guys are working so much harder than me. I'm sitting back and relaxing and enjoying it.
So how successful is that approach in the real world?
Well, I don't want to brag. I didn't come here to brag, but
we're trying to learn.
Okay.
What it is.
I'm batting close to 1,000.
Okay.
With successes. I spoke to one fella. He already spent, before he even called me up, he spent like $15,000 on these different guys going to their seminars. And all he was getting more and more frustrated. That's not what I think should go on. It's like guys selling you pills to do different things that are really sugar pills. It's a ripoff. And the guys that are selling you this stuff usually are no better than yourself. They can't do anything different. They like to talk about it. They can market themselves well. So you have these guys marketing themselves all over the place, and these people are throwing in bags of money at them for the magic words. A guy, 23 years old, he's still a virgin. A guy tells me he goes out with a girl for close to 2 years. They break up. After a year and a half, they break up. He starts seeing her again 6 months later. He has two fabulous dates with her.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's still a virgin. I go, wow. I tell him, you're an idiot. To chase after a girl for 2 years like that, she kept you on a string? And imagine what kind of woman would do that to a guy. And he didn't see that.
I mean, when it's a choice, it's one thing, and I understand that. But
you know what? When they think this is the way life works, you can say it's a choice because in your mind, when I was telling you that story, you said to yourself right away, it could never happen to me. Right? So you're saying it's a choice. In your mind, you already decided that could never happen to me. A lot of them classifies me as a natural. Because I'm natural. But instead of saying, try to be natural, they tell them, everything I'm doing is the last thing you should do.
For instance?
Don't compliment the woman. They're giving them advice, and it's not working.
So what do you say that works to that guy who's on the couch?
I tell him what the reality of what works.
Which is,
you have to be honest, trustful. You have to be open. You have to go in a relaxed situation. You have to lay your cards on the table. And you want to find, and the person you want to meet. Look, you've got friends you grew up with.
Absolutely.
When you're friendly with somebody,
mm-hmm.
you want to feel confident and relaxed with them. You want to get to know the person you're going with, especially in today's day and age.
Absolutely.
And you ask her questions. You want to find out about her. You know, today, you don't want to go, you hope... You don't want to go with some real wacko who's going to stab you to death at night or something.
There's a lot of risks.
Exactly. There's so many out
the
there.
Time. Right.
So what I'm saying to you is I bring it back to a Ferrari or a car or a Porsche. Get to know it first before you want to take it for a test drive. You want to know if it has brakes. Yeah, it might not have brakes. You never know. Mm-hmm. You want to know what it's all about. You want to do that with everything else you do in your life. I can guarantee everybody will answer, yeah. Nobody goes into a store and says, give me a phone. I don't care what it does. And leave. Nobody does that. They want to find out all about it.
Right.
Get to know what you want. You know, to find out if it's what you want. You have to be aware. You have to be paying attention. You can't be lazy. When they ask women what they want, they want a guy who knows what he wants. Not a guy, me too, I want to stay home tonight. They want a guy to be a friend of theirs. And that's where you should become friendly first. See if you can do things together. Because then, if you don't want it just for sex, then you are righteous. You don't have to say you're righteous.
I don't think there's anything wrong with sex, though.
No.
I can still be righteous.
No, but I'm saying if you have great sex with a beautiful woman and then you like to spend time with her, besides that, that's a real bonus. Right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean,
so that's what I'm saying. So the friend thing is most important at the beginning. But with the idea of what you want out of it. When you see a woman that's attractive, the first thing you're thinking about is sex. You don't want to offend them and say you're thinking about sex. That's right away, because if she didn't sexually turn you on, go after him or him. You understand?
Right.
So that's the first thing. And that's right away there. You see, the difference is if a woman would ask you, what do you want? What do you want with me? What would you say to her? If she said, all you want me for is sex, what do you answer her?
Well, that's not all.
You'd say, that's not all?
That's not all.
But you, and she says, so you want me for sex?
If her and I are in a club, and
you see, already you're looking to sidestep it. You see, I'll make it easier for you. If she says to me, all you want me for is sex.
You're an honest guy, you'll say yes.
No, I usually answer very simply. Let me think for a second and digest that question and Sue's asking it. Because you see, to be honest, you also have to think about what you're saying. You answer a question properly. I look at her and I'd say, I'm a pretty good cook. I'm pretty neat at home. I don't mind doing my own laundry. I have a back scratcher. You're probably right. That's the honest answer, if for my case.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, right away, guys, they go out, they want to hide that.
You have a lot of guys who you refer to them as graduates.
Yeah, that's the best thing for me. When a guy, they send me a beautiful email that they're so happy with, thank you, fabulous, that's all I care about. A lot of guys have relapses, I have to tell you, it happens a lot. Because what happens is, after they meet a girl, they have a relationship, I don't hear from them again. And 2-3 years later, if they break up, all of a sudden, the guy's devastated because what runs through his mind, either at the beginning of that relationship or near the end of the relationship, if I lose her, I'll never have another woman in my life again. I'm no good. I'm useless. It reverts back. So they hang on to a lot of bad relationships. So they graduate, but then they fall into the lazy maintenance mode.
And what do you characterize that as?
They fall back into their old habits. And that's when women get to start, losing respect for the guys. They're lazy. They don't pay attention. I'd say about a good 20% fall back into getting lazy again. A very smart teacher that I had when I was very young told me one thing. He says, a teacher only teaches you how to learn. You spend the rest of your life learning. They just give you a little bit of help at the beginning to learn and retain. You have to take care of the rest yourself. I don't blame my parents, and I don't blame any of these guys' parents, and I've heard some hard luck stories. But you know, blaming the parents or blaming their ex-girlfriends, it's called history. And history doesn't give you a future. It gives you history.
Hey, man, it was a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for coming into the men's room.
All right, guys, let's take a look at our 5 takeaway points from David X. Point number 1, you got to pay attention to women. You got to treat them with as much love and respect as you would a Ferrari. Point number 2, be open and honest in your conversation. You should adopt David's great motto, I'd like to spend some quality time with you and put a smile on your face. Point number three, the good news is no matter what your sticking point, it can be overcome. Being good with women is a process that can be learned. Point number four, get to know what you want and be very clear with your intentions. This will give you clarity before you begin your approach. Point number five, be careful once you get started not to fall back into your old habits like being lazy. These habits will hinder your progress. So make sure you know your old patterns and push through them. And remember, there's no such thing as failure, only opportunities to learn. And in life, class is always in session. I'm Mark Sparks. We'll see you next time in the men's room.